Then there's this salt thing. You know, whether you believe it or not, this medical dogma has really caused a lot of problems in America. How many of you ever heard that using a salt shaker is bad? You're going to get hypertension, right? You're going to get heart disease and stroke. What's the first thing a good farmer puts out for his livestock? A salt block or a salt lick, isn't it? There's nobody out in the pasture telling a cow she's limited to one lick a day. I refuse to believe that my human patients are dumber than a cow. Say, look, go ahead and pick up a salt shaker, and you're going to see that lightning won't strike you. You can go ahead and salt your food to taste. You can salt your body. Nothing bad is going to happen. And 98% of my patients love it. They bring me hundreds of new patients every month who want to use salt and not feel guilty about it. And 2% of the bean counters, they say, now, Wallach, we love you and respect you. We have this high-priced cardiologist that says you're flying in the face of all the weight and medical evidence. You can't tell people that they can use a salt shaker because you're going to kill them with high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke. And I've been vindicated in this belief. This was actually a study that was published in the New York Times, May 22, 1996. And this study was abstracted from JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious medical journal in the world, according to themselves. Now, in this particular journal, a Dr. Alexander Gordon Logan, who's an epidemiologist and cardiologist on the teaching staff of the medical school at the University of Toronto up in Canada, and he took 56 existing studies on hypertension or high blood pressure and restriction of salt, combined the data from these 56 studies, which included 3,505 people. He threw away all the conclusions and reevaluated the larger group. And what he found out was this. If you have normal blood pressure and you restrict salt, it will not prevent you from getting heart disease or high blood pressure. If you have hypertension or high blood pressure and you restrict salt, 97% of those with high blood pressure or hypertension who restrict salt will not get any measurable benefit. 97% will not get any measurable benefit. Zero. 2-5% get measurable benefit, but it's not significant. They're only able to reduce their blood pressure by 3.7 millimeters of mercury. So here's what Dr. Alexander Gordon Logan said in JAMA, May 22, 1996. He said, you might as well go ahead and salt your food to taste. It's a meaningless exercise. Don't get paranoid about salt. It has nothing to do with blood pressure problems. There has never been one single iota of proof that restricting salt has any benefit. It's just one of those medical myths, he called it, but I'm going to call it a medical caca. Now, if it's not salt, what causes high blood pressure? Well, it's not salt, first of all, because salt is an essential nutrient. It has a combination of sodium and chloride, both of which you need. And according to the American Heart Association, the minimum daily requirement for a 150-pound person for salt each day is a heaping teaspoon, 6 to 9 grams of salt a day. Now, the Japanese who live longer than we do, the Japanese who live 4.1 years longer than we do and have half the cancer rate, they eat 12 grams of salt a day. They eat 3 times the salt we do. And they live 4 years longer, have half the cardiovascular disease rate, and half the cancer rate we do, and yet they eat 3 times as much salt as we do. So you're beginning to put the puzzle together that doctors really don't know what they're talking about. That's why dead doctors don't lie. Well, if it's not the salt, and if it's not genetic, what is it? Well, it's actually just a simple mineral deficiency.